Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Deadwood by Matt Braun, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This work is copyrighted 1981 by Matt Braun. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Manhunting is Luke Starbuck's trade, and a stranger has come to town to seek his services. He's been hired to kill a trigger-happy outlaw by the name of Mike Cassidy. But what he doesn't know is that he is actually the intended prey. For this time, someone has paid Starbuck not to kill, but to die. And now, Deadwood.
Chapter 1. Starbuck checked the loads in his old Colt. Then he lowered the hammer on an empty chamber and stuffed the six-gun into a cross-draw holster. His suit jacket concealed the rig with no telltale bulge. On the way out the door, he jammed a Stetson on his head and paused to inspect himself in the foyer mirror. His suit was conservative, as befitted a man in his profession, and he wore a four-in-hand tie that was equally sober. His appointment today at the Denver Club required that he look the part, create a certain impression. He thought he would pass muster. In the hallway, he bypassed the newly installed elevator. His suite in the Brown Palace was located on the top floor, but he still preferred the stairs. Along with a daily regimen of exercise, the hike up and down four flights of stairs kept him in reasonable shape. He emerged into the lobby some minutes later and walked directly to the street door. Outside, he turned uptown beneath a warm noonday sun. Springtime was to Starbuck the best of all seasons. Off in the distance, the Rockies were still blanketed with snow, towering skyward into the clouds. Yet by late May, the city itself was slowly recovering from the onslaughts of winter. The air was clear and exhilarating, and with the mud season at an end, the streets were baked hard as stone. Passers-by seemed somehow uplifted in spirit, and even the clang of trolley cars took on a merry ring. Starbuck's mood was no less buoyant. The weather, combined with one of his swift-felt hunches, gave him a sense of promise. It looked to be a good day. Once through the business district, Starbuck continued along Larimer Street. His immediate destination was the Tenderloin. There, within a few square blocks, every vice known to man was available for a price.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?